as the teams get ready to take center court. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a packed house, a lot of familiar faces, and a lot of Espanola Sun Devils fans are still here because obviously the winner of this ball game will be facing them in the championship round. Both Mundy and Vanderholst standing at center court, 6'6", and Vanderholst wins the tip, but it gets it into the hands of Raul Gonzalez for the Tigers. The Tigers take control and possession of the ball game right off the bat. Tigers face up their offense, spreading it across the board as the Tigers passing it around the perimeter. Gonzalez to Brandon Suazo, the MVP in last night's ball game with 17 points. Raul Gonzalez, bounce pass into Mundy at the top of the key. He puts it on the floor over to Raul Gonzalez. He drives, nothing available there. Tough defense by the Garnet Rockets. Up at the top of the key, Gonzalez is open for three. Off the back of the rim, tipped out to Max Suazo, feeds it into Mike Mundy. Mundy on the baseline, back out to Suazo. And it's stolen away by Chase Salazar. Salazar drives and lays it up and in. And the Rockets strike first with a bucket. Chase Salazar scoring the first bucket for the Rockets. 2-0. 7 minutes left here in the first quarter. There comes the Tigers on the other end of the court facing a good man-on-man defense by the Goddard Rockets. Brandon Salazar bringing it out, spreading the ball as he gets it in the hands of Raul Gonzalez. Gonzalez bounce pass into Mike Mundy right at the top of the key. Another bounce pass to Gonzalez, and he lays it up and in for two. The Tigers are on the board, and we're tied at two apiece. Vanderholst driving, and he passes the ball down on the bottom, and we've got a player control foul. An offensive foul is going to be on Lane Vanderholst, his first personal first team foul for the Rockets. And that will be a big, big advantage if the Tigers can get him into foul trouble. On the other end of the basketball court, the offense is set for the Tigers. Brandon Suazo trying to feed it inside to Mundy. He didn't see the pass, so the Rockets come up with the loose ball. Chase Salazar drives the lane. It's partially blocked by Max Suazo, and the ball goes out of bounds. I guess the official may have not seen that, but good situation for the Tigers because they'll take advantage of that one as the Tigers will bring the ball in backcourt. And Raul Gonzalez will bring it up for the Tigers. Max Suazo on the right corner of the basketball court drives the lane. Vanderholst blocks him off, and another blocking foul is called as Max Suazo drives it and banks it in for two. So count the basket from what I understand, and it is good, and Max Suazo is going to go to the free throw line to shoot a three-point play. Tigers lead now 4-2, and he hits the three-point play with the free throw. Tigers up 5-2, 5:48 left here in the first quarter. The Tigers going to put a full-court pressure on the Rockets and try that. Vanderholst up, and it's tipped out of bounds by Max Suazo, and it looks like it got tipped out of bounds by Chase Salazar. So the Tigers come out here with a tenacious defense, and they get the ball back. Brandon Suazo's open for downtown. It's shot up, no good. Tipped in the air. Vanderholst comes down with it. Vanderholst, a good ball handler for a 6'6" postman, being guarded by Mike Mundy. Over to the right side of Chase Salazar. Salazar puts it on the floor. He looks for the three-point, nothing there. Feeds it off to the left baseline. Three-point shot, no good. And Brandon Suazo is going to get called with an over-the-back foul. So the first personal foul for the Tigers and the first team foul for the Tigers. And that'll put Roswell Goddard with the ball underneath their own basket. We're here early in the first quarter. 5 minutes, 16 seconds left. Tigers lead 5-2.